introducing your boss to a client in English. Becky here.
Hi, I'm John.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to introduce your boss. The conversation takes place at an office.
It's between Linda, Paul Henderson, and Catherine Smith.
The speakers are strangers, therefore they will speak formal English. Okay, let's listen to the conversation. Mr. Henderson, this is Green and Blue's Vice President, Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith, nice to meet you. I'm Paul Henderson, Sales Manager at Rainbows. I believe we've spoken on the phone a couple of times.
Oh yes, nice to meet you.
Let me introduce you to our company's CEO. He should be in his office. Could you please have a seat? And I'll see if he finished his morning meeting.
Listen to the conversation one more time, slowly. Mr. Henderson, this is Green and Blue's Vice President, Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith, nice to meet you. I'm Paul Henderson, Sales Manager at Rainbows. I believe we've spoken on the phone a couple of times.
Oh, yes. Nice to meet you.
Let me introduce you to our company's CEO. He should be in his office. Could you please have a seat? And I'll see if he finished his morning meeting.
Are business fairs or exhibitions common in the U.S.?
Well, as one of the top nations for industry in the world, the U.S. hosts a huge range of international fairs.
Business events are a great way to advertise your brand and find new clients. What does a trade fair consist of?
At trade fairs, many companies with specific trades or companies that belong to specific industries come together to display their goods and services.
So it's a great way to make contacts and see what the competition is doing.
A good showing at a trade fair can help a business pick up new clients.
Another business event is a conference.
Right. Conferences are also great for networking. So if you ever go to one, make sure to have your business cards ready.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
Vice President.
The second in command in a company or country, next to the president.
Vice President. Vice President.
Next we have
To let.
To allow.
To let. To let.
Next there's
To believe.
To accept something as true.
To believe. To believe.
Then there's
Couple of times.
Twice.
Couple of times. Couple of times.
Next up is
CEO.
Acronym for Chief Executive Officer, the highest ranking executive in a company.
CEO. CEO.
And lastly,
to have a seat.
To sit down.
To have a seat. To have a seat.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
to let.
This is a verb that means to allow.
You can use this verb in any situation when permission is being given to or by another person.
Remember that both the past tense and past participle of this verb are let.
Here is a sample sentence. Let me carry those bags for you.
Okay, what's the next phrase?
To have a seat.
Have means to possess, and seat refers to something you can sit on, like a chair. Altogether, the phrase means to sit down.
This phrase is used all the time, usually when asking someone else to sit down.
For example, you can say, please have a seat while you wait.
You can also say, to take a seat.
Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to introduce your boss.
When you introduce your boss or supervisor in English, be sure to indicate their position. That will allow your business partner to understand that they're being introduced to someone who they can refer to when making important requests.
Now let's see how to do that in a clear way. Here are two examples from the dialogue.
We heard two sentences. First was, Mr. Henderson. This is Green and Blue's Vice President, Mrs. Smith.
The second was, let me introduce you to our company's CEO.
As you may already know, we use the phrase, this is, as a formula when introducing people to each other.
Remember also that in English-speaking countries, the use of gestures is very important. In America, when we introduce someone saying, this is, often we will gesture toward the person we are introducing as we say the person's name.
Usually, we perform this gesture with the palm of the hand facing up and with all fingers touching each other.
Okay, following up, after introducing someone, you should state the position and the name of the person you are introducing. What are some of the most common roles in an American company?
First, there's the CEO.
As we already said, CEO stands for Chief Executive Officer.
The CEO is the most senior corporate employee at an organization.
There can also be the president, which is the leader of a company or organization.
The second in charge, behind the president, is usually called vice president.
Following that, we could have the head of marketing, which is the employee in charge of the department responsible for creating, engaging, and maintaining customers.
Also, the head of accounting, or the employee in charge of the department responsible for the company's finances.
The head of sales is the employee in charge of the department responsible for selling the company's products.
The head of HR is the employee in charge of the department responsible for employee issues.
We could also be introduced to a secretary or personal assistant, an employee who deals with admin duties such as handling visitors, organizing meetings, or writing letters.
Most job titles in English are not gender specific, so you can use them for men and women.
Probably the main exception is chairman, a title used for a person who is the leader of an organized group, such as the board of directors. Over time, chairman has been falling out of favor, and instead you might hear chairperson or simply chair. Let's wrap up this lesson with a couple of sample sentences.
You can say, I'd like to introduce you to our president, Mr. Orton, or this is our receptionist, Mr. Stiles.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
See you.
Mr. Henderson, this is Green and Blue's Vice President, Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith, nice to meet you. I'm Paul Anderson, Sales Manager at Rainbows. I believe we've spoken on the phone a couple of times.
Oh yes, nice to meet you.
Let me introduce you to our company's CEO. He should be in his office. Could you please have a seat? And I'll see if he finished his morning meeting.